It is a well-known fact that I belong in the group that has always advocated for the direct popular election of chief executives. It is now a manifesto commitment of the ruling NPP party. So you must be aware that it is going to be fulfilled. Indeed, the process for the amendment of the Constitution will soon be underway, which will make you the last batch of chief executives to be appointed under the current system. For those of you who will be interested in the forthcoming elections under the new system, your conduct and performance will determine whether you will earn the confidence of your electorate. I do not believe there is anything to fear in the direct election of chief executives. On the contrary, it should lead to a deepening of our democracy and better accountability. It is time to make it work. The theme for the orientation program, Creating Prosperity and Equal Opportunities for All Through Effective Decentralization, reflects the vision of our government: change, an agenda for jobs, creating prosperity and equal opportunities for all. Chief executives, this is a good time to be in charge of districts, municipal and metropolitan areas. You have the opportunity to transform the local economy and preside over the creation of jobs for our people. The district is the target for all the programs we have set forth and are introducing to grow our economy. In our pursuit of aggressive industrialization and value addition to agricultural produce, the district is the focus in modernizing agriculture, improving production and efficiency, achieving food security, as well as profitability for our farmers. The Infrastructure for Poverty Eradication Program, IPEP, will be implemented at the constituency level, where the allocation of the equivalent of $1 million United States dollars annually will be used to finance capital expenditure for infrastructure and other facilities in the localities. Once established, the development authorities for the northern, middle, and coastal belts will serve as the primary executing agencies under IPEP to oversee the implementation of the $1 million One Constituency Program. The One Village, One Dam policy initiative, like all the innovative introductions to the economy, are all very much local initiatives. I'm hoping that a genuine sense of fair competition will come into the operation of the districts. We should be able to see the difference in the quality of schools from one district to the other due to the quality of the supervision. We should be able to judge for ourselves quite soon what one district does with its $1 million and compare it with what another district does with theirs. It is up to you in this hall to make the one. Challenge is very much for the deprived areas to take advantage of these programs to bring change to your districts. You have the opportunity to change your districts from places where people move from to places where people move to. Let your factories thrive, and you will soon discover that people will move to your districts instead of the current position where all our young and strong people move away to Accra and Kumasi. While a lot of funds will be flowing to the districts, and every attempt will be made to get the common fund allocations to you regularly and on time, I urge you to work on internally generated funds. You will not make the progress you should if your development program is solely dependent on the relatively meager sums you get from the common fund allocation. And please, apply your district assembly common fund judiciously towards the execution of planned and approved projects. It is not for recurrent expenditure and should not be misused or abused. It is a good idea quickly to get your assemblies to restructure your financial operational system and targets to take advantage of the new initiatives introduced by government to promote accelerated economic growth. There is a lot of work to be done to make our assemblies work as they are expected to do. You should start by making sure you acquaint yourself with all the relevant laws and work in close collaboration with your assemblies, traditional authorities, opinion leaders, religious leaders, and other key stakeholders in your localities. The substructures of the MMDAs are crying out to be enhanced and acknowledged. Help build their capacity and allocate resources to allow them to play their proper roles in the local government system. I do not intend to start any new controversy, but I'll say this. We need to take a closer look at the unit committees and zonal councils especially, and see how effective they can be. If we need to do some radical realignment of the structures, we should not be afraid to do so. This would be a good time to take a close look at the things that work and those that do not, and not carry a lot of baggage simply because they are on the books. The other important role you play is that of chair of the District Security Committee. You do not need me to tell you that your most important function is to ensure peace and law and order in your districts. All our plans will only work if there is peace. I advise you to be careful and tactful in managing issues of intelligence and security.